USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Thousands of fish are dying and washing ashore around parts of the San Francisco Bay Area. Environmental groups believe an algae bloom is responsible. First spotted near Alameda in late July, the bay's water around Oakland has since turned brownish red in color. The problem is the algae consumes all the oxygen in the water. NASA's moon rocket is on hold.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight. To stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible when Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
The next launch window for the rocket won't be until Friday.
That's Tim Berg reporting from Phoenix, Arizona. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Between the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs in California, the perfect storm of lawlessness continues. A 13-year-old was shot by another student at a middle school in Oakland, California, Monday. Oakland Police Chief Armstrong on the rise in violence.
Nobody is immune from this level of gun violence. It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue. There are people in our community who are picking up guns and shooting people. There is no excuse. There is no finger to point at. It's not the police department. It is people in our community who have become unable to solve conflict without using firearms. And that's sad because it's leaving so much trauma in this community.
After a time of worry for dog owners, many were relieved that the mysterious canine illness identified in northern Michigan was confirmed to be parvovirus, a serious illness for which there is a vaccine. Carrie Beer, an emergency and critical care specialist in Bloomfield Hills, said as long as your dog is up to date on routine care and vaccinations, they likely will be fine. It's been 200 years in the making. Today is National Frankenstein Day. 200 years since this story was first written. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.